a sea of blue in Kabul, a group of women gathers at a market. The Taliban's latest decree is that all women in Afghanistan must cover their entire body when they're outside the home.
Hijab is a privilege for Muslim and pious women. Hijabi women are protected from disobedience and sins. They'll always be respected. They'll be protected from evil.
If a woman is seen in public without head-to-toe covering, she, along with her husband or male guardian, could be punished.
The homes for the women who don't have a hijab should be known. Their men should be advised and warned.
The strict enforcement of burqa became a global symbol of the Taliban's rule when it was in power in the 1990s. Since retaking control of Afghanistan last year, Taliban leaders have reintroduced restrictions, mainly directed at women. This most recent decree is one of the harshest yet.
Why is it that only women issue is a priority for Taliban? Why not, you know, policy on hunger, on poverty, on lack of jobs, on security?
Taliban leaders have also cracked down on education for girls, closing down secondary schools on the same day class was supposed to start. UN human rights experts say Afghan women are facing large-scale and systematic gender-based discrimination and violence.
See any of the demonstrations that have taken place since August when the Taliban took over? It's been women at the forefront, women and girls. And this is intended to ensure that women have no public face.
There are fears the strict rules now facing women in Afghanistan will likely discourage them from going out in public and realizing their full potential. Leah Harding, Al Jazeera.